Let's move right on to our emails. Oh, by the way, thank you, Ramble, for that. All right, let's move right on to our emails. And by the way, I keep trying to move on, but then I'd keep wanting to say something, which is it was really cool this year to have a lot of listeners from a really long way away. There was a listener, a Foul Monkeys listener from Germany that came over, Hendrik.
He had a nice package.
And then there was
best package.
Our favorite Australian in the universe, RT Cruiser, came over, and not only came over, but participated in our show with us. So RT Cruiser, you know, I rode in RT's Cruiser's rental car to the Happy Hog Ranch or whatever the fuck that thing was called.
Oh, that was before I got there. Yes. I was still in an airplane on my way.
Yes.
And you guys were, I don't know what you were doing, giving out blowjobs.
You would have liked the bartender. He looked like he was 12. It was just like he did not look old enough to be drinking the drinks he was making. But anyway, yeah, so I rode with RT Cruiser.
You know, that's surprising to have someone that looks like that at a place called the Happy Hog Ranch.
I don't know the name. It was not called the Happy Hog Ranch. That's me making something. It was called the
It really fun. Was the Hog Ranch.
Yeah, it was like the Fun
like
Hog
that.
Ranch or something like that. Which there was not a single hog there, by the way, just saying.
But I mean, you think of that as kind of a bear bar, you know, for the most part.
Well, I was there, so that kind of by definition makes it a bear bar.
And you're saying that there was like some 12-year-old twink who was the bartender. You don't really expect that at a bear bar. Bears tend to like other bears.
It wasn't a bear bar. It was a neighborhood bar is what it was. It was a mixture of all kinds. It was kind of like, it was a lot like the Patrick's Pub on Londor Grove. That's what it was like. It was just a mixture of things. You say that as if you've been to Patrick's Pub.
I have. It's great. I've heard you mention it before. I feel like I've been there. I feel like I'm part of the family at Patrick's Pub.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
All right, let's move right on to our emails. And by the way...
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1872 of the BFO for Friday, the 27th of March, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we've got a full little show for you today. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for Friday. Is going well. Y'all, I just had to play around with the opening because, you know, some people listen at double speed. And, y'all, I can only imagine how they're going to go, what? There, you know, Mr. Tim Kumar does that little sound clip on his, what? But y'all, it's just, you know, you gotta keep them on their toes. Yes, Big Fatty, you gotta keep them on their toes. And so you know, just playing around a little bit. You know, y'all, actually, if the truth were known, I accidentally deleted the opening music. And so I went to look for it, and I saw something that said opening theme 110%, and I went, well, what is that? And y'all, that's what it was. So I decided that I would have a little fun with it. Big Fatty, you gotta keep them on your toes. Big Fatty, whose toes are you gotta keep them on? See y'all today, not today, Big Fatty, you already fucked it up, y'all. This weekend we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all. The first one today, y'all, he's been to the Pride 48 before a couple of times, y'all. I said he's very, very, very quiet, Big Fatty, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's that secretly timid John from over there at the secretly timid. Little show. He does that little show with Nan. And they've been to the Pride 48. And y'all been on Saturday, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of Exit the Birth Canal. Y'all, he used to be on the stinky orangutans, but y'all, he came to his senses. And, Big Fatty. And y'all, he's gone from being a stinky orangutan to being a proud papa. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, is that Waylon? Waylon from up there in the Chicagos. Y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's been around almost as long as the old gal. Yes, Big Fatty.
Yo.
Big Fatty, you fucked it up.
I did fuck it up. Y'all, he is, you heard him at the beginning of today's show. Y'all, he's the original host of the Dubious Intentions Positive Contestant. One of the founders of the Parade 48. Y'all, it is that Daniel. Biba. Y'all, speaking of Daniel Biba, y'all, that Justin Biba, his identical twin, y'all, there's going to be some sort of, he's going to get roasted. Big Fatty, is that like a roasted chicken? I guess with Justin Biba, we'd have to run that by the Faye driver. You know, he's the roasted chicken expert. Yes, Big Fatty, he loves the chicken. But anyway, y'all, if you see secretly timid John or Waylon or that Daniel Biba on the Face Space or the Twitty during the weekend, y'all just wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that they all enjoy a gigantic piece of cake or just a big glass of vodka. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, y'all, that Timmy Sims had spotted Big Fatty. Yeah, Big Fatty, you look like a Nasty Pig model in those pictures. It's true. And y'all, Timmy Sims, you outdid yourself on that. And the lovely opera-length fisting gloves. Big Fatty, y'all, that Peter G. That Peter G has spotted Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, that is not you. That's me. Y'all, Peter G has spotted Poodle. And it says, spotting Poodle. It says, there's always time for tea. And there's always room for cake. And there's Poodle up there on the little doily. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, Timmy Sims. Timmy Sims spotted Big Fatty. It says the little Big Fatty mermaid, and y'all, it looks like some sort of orca. And Peter G spotted Big Fatty. It says a sign outside the Fat Cave. It says protruding manhole. Big Fatty, that is vulgar indeed.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Happy. Bacon.
Hey, will you help me sing a birthday message for someone?
I suppose.
Where's your bongos? Let's use your bongos.
In my closet.
Grab them. I brought some pennies in a glass so we can make a maracas, because I don't think you have maracas. Do you have maracas?
Who has maracas?
I don't know. It's people who are musicians, so just get the bongos. Okay. So let's see if this works. I'll just do that, and you play the bongos, okay? This is for Daniel, so we have to sing happy birthday to Daniel, okay? Ready? And it's Daniel J. Brewer, but I'm not sure what the J stands for, so maybe we should just leave the J out. Okay, ready? Happy birthday to you. I don't think we're supposed to sing that song. I wonder if we sing that song playing bongos, if it makes this... No, it's probably just the words. So it has a copyright by Michael Jackson.
I don't think Michael Jackson owns it.
I think he does.
Everybody sings it.
All right, well, somebody owns it and we're not supposed to sing it in a recording. So let's make up our own song, okay?
Okay.
All right, ready? Here's my contribution. Play the bongos. Dun, 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 dun. Happy, happy cake eating day to Daniel J. I hope that you get your way. And I hope that you love our song. And we will stop because this message is already way too long. Is that good?
No.
He's probably really going to hate it, but that's okay. He's the Sunday night guy that I listen to. All right.
Oh, Big Fatty, I just love that song. It's the cake-eating song.
It's true. Miss Bacon and Sydney, thank you so much for the call, and I'm sure that Daniel Bieber will cherish it. He will cherish an original little song on his celebration of exiting. Big Fatty, it's a cake eating day, okay? On his cake eating day, and you know, maybe he'll even turn it into a ringtone. Big Fatty, I wouldn't go quite that far.
Good morning, Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudie in Tampa. And I'm on a tight schedule, so I'm going to bullet point this. One, happy birthday, Daniel Brewer. Are you going to New York City? Enjoy. Two, does Kathy Bacon know of any qualified job applicants that are looking for an accounting position? We're kind of looking. Three, Barbara Boulevard. We love a Barbara Boulevard report. Four, Randomonium. I've been to Julian's Steakhouse. Delicious. Four, or is this five? Whatever. Congratulations to Digger, who I hear is retiring soon. Anyway, that's it, baby. Gotta run. Very, very busy. Ciao, man.
Big Fatty, he sounded like he was in a hurry. I hope he wasn't clutching his pearls or anything. Y'all, that was a...
Y'all, I'm trying to remember this TV show that was on. I want to say it was on the Red Skeleton Show. Big Fatty, I don't think his name was Skeleton. Well, it was something like that. But anyway, Guru, thank you so much for the call. I like the idea of bullet pointing it. Just keep them coming and just keep on bullet pointing them. Yeah, Big Fatty, don't know. No.
Ernie Johnson in our New York studios coming up later tonight on Friday. We've got number 8, NC State, taking on number 4, Louisville. And number 3, Oklahoma, facing number 7, Michigan State. Also this evening, you can see these games on CBS and over on TNT. Number 1, Duke in the South Regional, faces number 5, Utah. And number 11, UCLA, a dark horse in the Sweet 16. Many didn't think they deserved to be here, taking on number 2, Gonzaga. This weekend, we'll go from the Sweet 16 down to the Final Four. Ernie Johnson in New York. Back to you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm just going to close out. Big Fatty, I have a question about the basketball tournament. Okay, we had that. That was lovely that Ernie Johnson joined us with that listing of the games for right day night. Yes, Big Fatty, I would just like to know. I know Thursday night that Kentucky was taking on the West Virginia. And I would like to know if Kentucky is spelled as a C-U-N-T. According to Ming Keen, it absolutely is. Big Fatty, we went a long way for that joke. I know. Let's see here. I've got some things on my... I'm not going to go down in the fat cave, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If you are not watching the Bates Motel, y'all, it is the creepiest. Every episode of that show absolutely makes my skin crawl. Y'all, this past week, and this is a little bit of a spoiler, but not really. Y'all, there was a dream sequence that Norman was having with his mother. He was in the bathroom, and the mother drew a warm bath.
Big Fatty, this sounds like something the Vons would do.
Well, the Vons is always drawing a warm bath and asking for razor blades. But anyway, she was suggesting to Norman that he lay under the water until he could remember what was going on. And y'all, she started the bath, and then she started to undress him. And y'all, it just made my skin crawl. It is the creepiest. It is the creepiest fucking show on TV. Y'all, just updating you all. I hadn't talked about the dancing. That clown. Y'all, I can't stand him. He wears the y'all. The only thing he didn't have was a red nose and big. Big floppy shoes, but y'all, he's a clown, Red Foo. Y'all, he got thrown off, and I am delighted he's gone, because y'all, he's an ass is what he is. Big Fatty! Y'all, then on The Survivor on Wednesday night, y'all, it was good. Y'all, there was a blindside that one guy especially did not see coming. Yes, Big Fatty, it was the one that got thrown off. No, there was another one that didn't see it coming either. But but y'all, it's good. And of course, you know, this week there's no big run because of the tournament. I believe Ernie Johnson gave us that update. Yes, Big Freddy, it was lovely of him to come into the Fat Cave to do that. It's true. Y'all, this weekend takes me back a little bit, and it's a little bittersweet because y'all, this weekend in Charleston is the Cooper River Bridge run. And, y'all, I walked this, oh, I don't know how many years ago it's been, but, y'all, I walked it with my friend the Baby Jar. And, you know, the Baby Jar passed away a year, maybe a couple of years now. And, y'all, but I'll always, whenever the Cooper River Bridge run comes along, I will always remember him. And, y'all, he did a lot of the footwork to get us all registered and everything. And, y'all, when you go to do the bridge run or do the bridge walk like I did, y'all, they put you in these corrals. So, y'all, you know, based on your times and things like that. And so, y'all, I was asking old Veda in the... In the coal mine on Thursday, I said, "Veda, are you doing the bridge run?" And he was like, "Oh!" I said, "Oh, well, which corral do you expect to be in?" And y'all, he immediately responded, "The Golden Corral, be ready." Older Gussie, Big Fatty, you went a long way for that joke. I did. Y'all have been trying all day long to remember that joke. Big Fatty, was it worth it? I don't know. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I'll hopefully on Monday I'll have an update on the new Fat Cave, the Fat Villa for you. But, you know, we'll just have to see how it all goes. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show... y'all, you heard one of the birthday boys, that Daniel Biba. And Daniel, I know you don't always like to celebrate those celebrations of a Big Fatty Cake Eating Day, but is there anything in particular you'd like to say about this year's cake eating day?
All right, let's move right on to our emails. And by the way...
Oh, Big Fatty, you've brought up a sore subject.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.